My name is Matthew Kurbis. I'm the subscription attorney, and I'm going to jump on this 2023 year in review bandwagon. Here we go. So looking back at 2023, this was the year that Lost Subscribed really took off. I initially published the very first trailer back in September of 2021, if you could believe it. It seems like so much longer ago. We're talking about in the middle of the pandemic. I wasn't sure if this was something I was going to be able to do on top of the job that I was working at the time. I still hadn't started my own practice. And I had started to do interviews. I mean, I started to do interviews in mid-2021. I only published four or five of them in 2022. And even to this day, one of those episodes with Nikosha Anderson for Business Law Plus Subscriptions is still my most downloaded episode as far as I know. And I'm going to talk about that in a second as to why I'm not really sure like exactly what the analytics are, if they're to be believed. But then moving into last year, I published consistently every week since January 20th, and even really more than once a week because I had special episodes here and there. So at the time of recording, anyway, I'm coming up on 1 year of consistent publications, which is pretty crazy, right? Like I've had over 52 episodes, so like enough episodes for a weekly show for a year. But technically, I haven't quite yet published every single week for a year in a row yet, but I'm getting very, very close, just a few weeks away. Longtime listeners know, and I know there's around 300 of you, that I recently migrated from Spotify for Podcasters, which was originally Anchor, and then it was acquired by Spotify for Podcasters. I transitioned from them over to Substack. And even in the teaching that I do about podcasting, I'm having everybody move to Substack, even for like my legal clients, my law firm clients who know I have a podcast and like they wanted me to help them launch a podcast, we've been using Substack for them. So with that comes a lack of some data from some of the shows that I've had recently, like in the last two or three weeks that since I've moved everything over to Substack. And so the way that it works is you're really not sure. Like it would be great if it was just like YouTube and it shows you the view count. Unfortunately, with podcasting, that's not how it works. So Spotify has their own analytics, but they don't really play well with others. There's some other platforms that I'm on that are trying to aggregate all the different listening and download data from different sites and different platforms. There's Listen Notes, which I still have integrated with the old episodes on my old website, which will be transitioning. I'm going to be transitioning everything over to Substack soon. So there's listeners that I get through the website and through listennotes.com. I will probably continue to get that. There are other websites like Listen Notes that people can subscribe to that it doesn't register the same way in the download numbers, but there are some apps out there that try to aggregate this for you. There are paid ones and free ones. And I am just trying to use the free ones, so I'm sure I could get better numbers if I really wanted to. Every single podcast app has their own login information if you're a podcaster there. So if you want to look at download-specific information for that app, you could, like with Spotify, Apple does it. Google used to do it, but they're sunsetting Google Podcasts, and they're just focusing on YouTube now. And of course, now on YouTube, through the RSS feed, all of my episodes are just showing up in the YouTube feed, which is pretty great. I'm getting some listens there, though I'm not really promoting it. And that's the other thing is I haven't really done a great job promoting this podcast. It's been mostly word of mouth growth and from guests who have been on the show, giving them links to share so that they can share it with their audiences. And when I do CLEs or I do other speaking engagements, I let people know about it. But I've got some incredible clips from past shows that I'm going to start circulating on social media. So if you just want 30-second to 1-minute type nuggets of wisdom, I'm going to be publishing that to just get the word out and also as a good refresher for the about 300 of you that I know listen to every single episode. So when I got started, I had like a dozen listeners in that first year, 2022. I think maybe I had like 500 to 1,000 downloads for those five episodes. Leaving 2022, but I only had like a dozen like listeners that listened right away as far as I knew. I was still learning at the time that I was doing the podcasting, and it just absolutely ballooned in 2023. Now I know that there are 30 of you that listen approximately, that listen to episodes like within minutes of them going live. I know there are around 100 of you that listen within the first week. And I know there are 300 or so that listen within the first 30 days, although I do have episodes that go far over that number. By far, my most downloaded episode, from what the numbers say from all these sites, is episode 18, Will AI End the Billable Hour? About where I interviewed the authors of The Legal Singularity. It was perhaps my most timely episode. I definitely let them skip ahead in the publishing line. I usually just publish episodes as I record them and edit them. I've continued to have some episodes focused on generative AI. My CLE that I'll be doing at the ABA Tech Show is now focused in on generative AI as it relates to a subscription law practice. However, according to Spotify Wrapped, my most listened to episode was the special episode I did with Lauren Lester as a LinkedIn audio event that we recorded and I republished as a podcast episode. Should I start a law firm? Apparently, that was my most downloaded episode, but the numbers, even on Spotify, show other episodes being listened to more than that. So this is why, like, this data that I'm seeing, the analytics, just can't be super relied upon, because I don't know, like, exactly, like, if that was my most downloaded episode, why don't the actual download numbers reflect that? And I can't find where Spotify got that from. But apparently, a lot of you, and that could be that they listened in just to that episode and haven't listened to anything else, but a lot of listeners to Law Subscribed are interested in starting a law practice. All in, I've got about 10,000 plus downloads for the podcast by the end of 2023. That includes 2021 through 2023, but, like, you know, 99% of the downloads happened in 2023 because of the consistency of the podcast and to all of you who continue to share it, which I really appreciate. So that's the podcast looking back, my end of year review. Looking forward, I've already got enough episodes recorded taking us into April of 2024. Now, things happen, and so I might say if there's a really timely interview, I may bump that up the publication schedule. From time to time, I may do a LinkedIn Live that's also recorded and republished on the podcast feed as a special episode. That's when I do the 0.5, where it's like in between episodes. I definitely do not want to spam any of you with too much content. We all are getting so much content these days that I'm committing to myself, but also to you, that I'm not going to do more than one special episode a week. I don't even plan to do a special episode a week. It's just that there's so much interest now that I need to find ways to get some episodes published a little bit sooner. Looking ahead at the time of recording this year in review episode, we've got Tungi Cha with Paxton AI coming up. We've got Timeless Counsel with Tom Bowden, Damian Real with VLEX, Erica Payne with Taproot Law, Mark Stiving of Impact Pricing, Matthew Burgess of View Legal, Lael Sturm of Augmenter, Liam Moriarty of Lawgood, and we have a second appearance by Natalie Knowlton of Access to Justice Ventures, and a special episode, a follow-up episode with Jim Hart, who his episode recently went live, but we had such an incredible conversation that we've continued to collaborate here and there. I'll be appearing on an upcoming episode of his podcast, and we have a supplemental episode with him on just, like, deep diving on. He had a lot of questions for me, and I thought, hey, this would make a great sort of extra episode for my listeners. Along with that, I'm planning to start remastering some old episodes so that, because as my practice grows, it is sort of nice to, like, just slot in an old episode from time to time. So with, like, going way back, sound quality will be so much better since I wasn't using Descript at the time to edit the podcast, of Kim Bennett, who was the very first guest that we had on the podcast. And then I'll also be doing some compilation episodes, like everyone's answers to some of the same questions that I get asked. So, like, what technology are they using? Is a hot dog a sandwich? Those types of questions we'll be doing. I've have enough episodes now that even just 30-second to 1-minute answers to those questions can make up a whole episode on their own. And it'll be a great, succinct way to be like, okay, here's all the technology the lawyers on the podcast have used. So instead of having to go listen to every episode, it's just like, well, here's the episode where you just need to listen to this one. And the first 50 guests or so, they've all given their answers to technology. So the goal with this podcast is to make it easy for me, but also easy for all of you to get incredible value from it. And in that vein, if you want to support the podcast, I'm going to be able to do a lot more with it and do it sooner if you decide to become a paid subscriber on Substack. Definitely not something that you have to do, but it will help me put more content out there. And if this is something that you like a lot and I get enough support from the listeners, then I'll be able to even start to outsource some of these things. And when I could do that, I could put out even more content if that's something that you want. And the way that you tell me that that's what you want is you become a paid subscriber on Substack. Also moving forward, I plan to really leverage that Substack platform. So if you want to like and comment in Substack, that's where I'm going to be interfacing with the listeners. It's free to subscribe and get access to like 90% of everything. When I do start going live more on LinkedIn or even just for other recordings, if you become a paid subscriber, I'm thinking about letting you get access to that Zoom meeting so that if you wanted to ask live questions while we're doing the recording, that I'd give you access to something like that. Going into 2024, even though we have all those episodes already either recorded and edited or planned, I also have about a dozen future guests who are already scheduled. So like looking ahead, we're almost halfway through 2024 with weekly episodes, which is really exciting. So we've always got more and more guests, more and more people wanting to come on the show. And frankly, at this point, I've got a list of like almost 100 additional interviews that I can do. So I see no reason why this thing can't keep going for years and years to come. So thank you so much for a fantastic 2023. Looking forward to a great 2024 for Lost Subscribed. A lot of great content coming out there in the future for you. And I hope if you haven't done it yet, that you start that subscription law practice. All right, everybody. This has been Matthew Kerbis with Lost Subscribed.